Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Book your tickets now to see Drunk Women Solving Crime during Spring 2020. They're at the Birmingham Podcast Festival on March the 28th and part of Podlive's Crime Festival at Wilton's Music Hall in London on the 8th of April. For full details, go to drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Drunk Women.
Drunk Women Solving Crime. Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello, welcome, thank you for coming. Give me a cheer if you listen to Drunk Women Solving Crime. Oh, music to my ears, give me a cheer if you don't. Well, you're very welcome, you're very welcome. Did you like us in our backstage area over there? And you would have seen us singing along to our own theme tune. Yes, indeed. So is everyone having a good International Women's Day? Yay! Oh, yes. The women's toilets are blocked. That's the first thing. Brilliant. Taking care of the ladies. So, yeah, it's International Women's Day. I'm here with two of the fuckers. We've got Detective Taylor Glenn. Yay! And Detective Katie Wilkins.
Yay!
Wonderful. So as you'll know, as you do listen to the podcast, which is lovely, we intro the episode with a thing meets a drink. It's International Women's Day, so I'm doing a woman meets a drink. Please go with me.
Ooh.
Thank you. It's welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. This is where Jermaine Greer meets alcoholic ginger beer. Thank you. It's where Greta Thunberg meets Cronenberg. I mean, they do get worse, the last one. And it's where Meghan Markle meets Maker's Markle.
Yay!
It's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Online!
Oh, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to introduce you to our final detective of the evening. Please put your hands together for Andy Usher!
Yay!
Well, hi, guys.
Hi.
Christ, these chairs
fell off
like,
the
yeah.
stage right there. Excellent start.
I feel like I'm at a barbecue on these chairs.
Yeah, they're a little bit, they
we're
keep you
camping.
Yeah. And who's going to be the first to fall?
Me. Andy, well, hi. We've got one question for you on this podcast.
Oh, great. I know the answer.
It's, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Well, yes, I have. Do I have to say what it is? Or is that just that was the question? Answer this question. Were you in crime? Yes.
Most women say yes, generally.
Oh, yikes. Okay, so do you want to hear what the crime was?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so what happened is, I've got this flat, right? Now, yes, I am a scumbag landlord. but I got a call from the downstairs, my downstairs neighbour, because I had tenants living in this flat, or so I thought. And yeah, the downstairs neighbour calls me and he says, the police want to speak to you. And I'm like, okay. And so I got, he gave me the number, I called them, and they told me that there'd been a kidnapping in my
Jesus
flat. I know,
Christ.
Not even made up. Look at your face. yeah. And so I went over and literally, like, the door, which opened Fuck. Outwards, annoyingly, had been, like, you know, whatever they use, battering rammed
Whoa.
In. And there was fingerprint dust everywhere. They don't clean up after themselves,
wow.
FYI. Police are mucky buggers. And, yeah, so what had happened is my tenants had... sublet my place out
wow.
to somebody who had then gone on to kidnap a Russian fella
oh.
and then tried to extort £3,000 out of his girlfriend. But then what the police did is they set up a sting. So they gave the £3,000 to the girlfriend.
Wow.
Right on. And they sent her...
This is genuinely one of the best ones ever.
Because I was going to tell the producer, I was going to tell Amanda. I thought, no, I'm going to keep my powder dry and wait till the night, because it was crazy. But anyways,
wow.
yeah, so they gave her the £3,000, sent her to Stratford Station and told, like, bait. And then,
wow.
and then told her to, like, wait for these Russians or whatever. And then, no, I don't have the money here. You have to come back to my place in
wow.
Forest Gate. And so they all went, I don't know what accent that was. and then they all went back to my place for a big arrest.
Wow.
And so, yeah, they got arrested. And yeah, and then a few days later, I heard from my downstairs neighbor.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that is that the type of crime you mean?
Yes, we've not had a kidnapping yet, have we?
Wow. Okay, there it is.
Hashtag favourite crime.
Great. Happy to help.
So wow. the person that had subletted it.
Yeah. Do you have some sort of tenancy contract question? Is that where your mind's gone? Who owes you rent now?
No, I'm just picturing their face when they're like, so some stuff happened.
Yeah. Hey,
wait, let me explain. Besides breaching your lease. Funny story.
Yeah, yeah. But
Holy
then,
shit.
Can I just add a little like coda to this? So about
female
yeah, you think there'd be more?
Workplace.
I love that. I don't know what happened, but I love it. So about, I would say, a month later, so I've sort of redecorated, got rid of the fingerprint dust or whatever, and this package arrives, addressed for the people who are subletting. And I'm
Ooh.
Like, do I open it? Or do I just give it to the police?
Yeah.
What do you think I did, guys?
Open it.
Fucking right, I opened it.
Yes!
Right.
Was this before or after the Salisbury thing?
Oh, no. This is way before.
Way before,
yeah,
okay,
this was like... quite a few years ago. So, good point, lady.
Yeah, good point. I just opened this package.
I just realised what a maverick idiot I am. So I open it, and inside there are 4 passports, each with a little yellow post-it note with a
Ooh.
Mobile phone number and an amount of money. I
what?
Closed said envelope. I immediately called the police because I was
wow.
in. I had a sort of designated sergeant who was working with me because of this. Anyways, yeah. So I just it was a whole thing.
Wow.
So, yeah. So God knows what they were up
so
to.
So did you tell him you'd open it, or he could tell?
Oh no, I think he could tell by the opened envelope. But
and you going like, oh my God, you'll never guess what was in here.
Exactly. Oh. I just taped it back up with like Little Mermaid sellotape or something. So I think he had a clue that it wasn't
they
the original
didn't.
like packaging.
Didn't make me sergeant for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I just handed it over. And then
there's more.
Right, so I get new tenants, okay? So I'm like, great, this is all over. Cool. Sorry, did you mean for this to be
this long? This is great. Sometimes people have like had their phones stolen.
Oh, just all right. Okay. I just realized like how long this thing went on.
This is what we're here for.
This is great.
Okay. Well, this is so I get new tenants in, lovely Colombian couple. They got a little baby and stuff, and they're all just chilling. And then like after about like maybe 6 weeks or something, the guy calls me up. He says, "Andy, someone keeps coming and knocking at the door at like midnight and saying they're from British Telecom."
Oh,
and
no.
saying, oh, we need to check phones or something.
Oh,
so, again,
God.
Terrible accent. But yeah, so they were getting
wow.
terrorized by somebody who probably wanted their passports back or some shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they kept coming. So in the end, I got I just nicked a sort of police logo, put it on a, you know, a piece of paper, wrote up, you know, if you, we have this place under surveillance, if you continue to, you know, we're going to do blah, blah, blah. I got it translated into Russian, so put that in underneath. So it was in English and then in Russian underneath. And then it stopped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
Wow. We have like a proper detective on our hands. Like,
yeah. We Bony just detective.
Sort of get drunk and say, maybe it was this. Wow.
So bring on your case.
Yeah. Well, before we move on to the case, often what we say to people on this podcast is, what would you say to the people that were doing that now? Like, if you had them, if they came in right now with four
in,
more
in Russian, please.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And they're in custody.
They're in custody, so they cannot hurt or touch
me.
Yes. Okay, very good, very good. Important information.
We don't normally have to say that, but this is quite a serious crime. Right? Yeah.
We're like, we're not going to fuck with Russians unless they've been arrested.
Yeah, I think that's what I would say. Actually, it's exactly that. I'm not going to fuck with you until you've been, but you are arrested. All right. So I think given they probably got a network of people they know, I just go, guys, it's cool. It works itself out. Do you know what I mean? I don't need anything from you. Off you go back to prison.
Do you know what? Yeah, very diplomatic and absolutely the right thing. Yeah,
And if you ever need a nice two-bedroom that looks over the Thames.
I don't have it. It's in Forest Gate. It's not very nice. That's why I don't live there.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
True story. So all of it.
So tonight, we're going to move on to our true crime. And as we've said, it's International Women's Day. So we are discussing a lady criminal. You're right to ooh, yes. You don't know if she's killed her own children yet, but you're right to ooh.
Doesn't matter, she's a criminal.
How have we not made that joke?
18 months and we've never done that.
Incredible. So we are talking about Sonia Bluestein, a.k.a. Sonia the Golden Hand, a.k.a. the Queen of Thieves.
I like the sound of that. Sorry, am I meant to interject?
No, please do.
I just got too into it already.
Yeah. If you had heard of it, it would be a bit like you just know all the answers.
Yeah,
but
this is true.
Sonia was a con artist and thief who had a passion for stealing jewellery, particularly diamonds. She made such an impact while she was alive that after she died, criminals would visit her grave and ask her for spiritual assistance.
Oh, my God.
Like, with their own crimes.
That's brilliant. She's like the patron saint of crimes.
Yeah, exactly. One of her biggest claim to fame was that Anton Chekhov wrote about meeting her in one of his books. Ooh. So with the little that I've told you so far, where do you think this happened?
Russia.
I've got experience, so I can definitely tell you it was Russia.
I mean, it's a very apt case because it's Russia, yes.
What?
Amazing.
We're in Russia, guys. And can anyone think about, like, kind of what time it would be? That's basically me saying, like,
like 8 o'clock.
Right.
No, that's not what you meant, is it? That is
Anton
completely not what
Chekhov
you meant.
Chekhov was wrote in the Victorian era.
Okay. So,
but they didn't call it that because she wasn't the Queen of Russia.
She thought she was, but that's a different story. I'm going to say 1873.
Okay. Andy?
I like the sound of that. I'm not very good at knowing, like, time things. So I'm going to say, was it year one? Was it? No. All right. Let me start again. Give me a chance. Yes, 1870. What Taylor said.
Well, exactly actually, that. It's a bit of a dumb question because this is what I'm going to tell you about is her entire life because she had a life of criminality. So she was born in 1846. So we're going from like 1846
but
to
she
early.
Peaked in 1873. Yeah. Right?
And she genuinely might have died in that year. I'm not sure. She was very popular as her crimes were quite audacious. When she first started out as a criminal, she'd dress as a noble lady and visit jewellery shops. She'd then steal the precious stones. How do you think she did it? How do you think she'd steal stones from a jeweler's in Russia in 18 probably?
Did they have pockets back then?
Not very deep ones.
It hadn't been invented till the next whatever. Yeah.
No.
Confidence. She just Darren Browned them and went, I was already wearing these.
Oh, did she put them in her mouth?
Oh, that's good.
It is.
That was so
it's
good.
Really good.
Stop pouring a drink.
Sorry.
To go, ooh.
Yeah, and I mean, that one is something she did. Indeed, she just put them under her tongue. Do you think someone would notice that or
such
watch
a waste of talent. My God. Things I could be putting in
my mouth. Don't finish that sentence.
And another one was something to do. It's something to do with being a lady.
Could in a hat or something.
In her hat.
Or her muff. Her actual. Like, I mean.
I see. Yep. I caught up.
Absolute fell.
Yeah.
A hand muff. Like, is this Russia? It's cold. They've all got hand muffs.
I'll give you a clue. It was something to do with her hands.
Gloves.
No.
Gloves. Gloves. No.
Yeah. Andy, you said gloves. Andy said gloves.
What did you say? You said gloves. I was like, no, not gloves. Gloves.
It's something that, like, someone from TOWIE, for example, would be very good at this. But I wouldn't.
What, on her nails? Something to do with her nails?
Oh. Yes. She would deliberately grow her nails really long. And
I need to think about this
for
a second.
And then just do that?
Like, yeah. I understand, because if you pull the pad back and then let go, there's a little crevasse.
What? Why is everyone going, ooh? Are you all thinking about bacteria because of the whole hand washing thing? That's where everyone's minds have gone. So that's gross. Diamonds under your nails. Ooh.
But also, they're not as big as I thought. No, you can fit them under your nails.
Well, exactly. Although for the bigger ones, she had a non-human accomplice. Any ideas?
Non-human.
Was Did she non-human? Put it in the dog's muff? Or is that no? Gross.
We've got the dog's muff, Katie.
The cat's hat.
We're just going through children's books.
Was it
now.
The snail's tail? I like this game. This I can do. I've got loads in
it
the pipe.
It was a very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah. Was it a Siberian tiger? Holy shit.
It was a cheeky little monkey.
Yeah. Was it his hat, though?
I mean, but wow, it's normal to be a noble woman with a monkey in a jewelry shop.
I mean, that's a sign of nobility, really, having a monkey.
Yeah. It's very no Russian Russia. Friends, isn't it?
No one can stop you. You're too posh. You're allowed to have a monkey wherever you go.
It really is. She was just daring somebody to say something. Ask me about the monkey. I'll put you under my nail.
So what do you think she did with this monkey? How do you think she trained it to steal the jewels?
Like in Aladdin. In Disney's Aladdin.
The true story, Aladdin.
Yeah. What happens in Aladdin?
Oh, the monkey steals apples and stuff. He's like a little kleptomaniac.
Right.
Abu.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay. Similar thing in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Steals a date.
Steals a date.
That's how they learn that the dates are poisoned.
Yes, well,
with
this...
With the line, bad date.
This wouldn't have... Oh, it was, isn't it? Very good.
I didn't have many friends as a kid. Watched a lot of Indiana Jones.
This wouldn't have gone very well in a Disney movie, because what she trained the monkey... Do you want to guess? Or?
No, I just... it's going to be awful, right?
Well, she would train the monkey to eat the diamond, and they'd wait for it to shit it out.
Mm.
They would put that in a Disney movie, but they'd like... They just like wouldn't show that, like they'd have like a wacky montage before you. They wouldn't show
that. It's so true. They really would.
Of a Disney shitting, a monkey shitting diamonds.
Yeah, they wouldn't show like searching through poop, but they'd like show like semantics and then the result afterwards when it's been cleaned.
We have kids. This is absolutely true. Like, have you seen Trolls? There's literally a character that shits cupcakes. So I'm on board. This happens. And there's one that shits glitter. So... This is happening, guys. This is real.
That's quite audacious, right? Like training a monkey to eat your diamonds. But this
just swallowing it with no water, like taking a pill with no chaser. That's cruel.
Yeah, no, just a ton.
Welcome, guys. What a moment.
Come in.
There's a monkey eating diamonds and shitting them out.
In
Thanks
Russia.
Thanks for coming.
You're all up to speed.
So afterwards, Sonia started getting a bit more serious and more audacious and a little bit silly. This one is my favourite one of her cons. So I shall take you through it. So she continues to dress as a noblewoman and goes into jewellery stores across Russia. So there was a specific one with the jeweller was a guy called Carl von Mell. And she introduces herself to him as the wife of a well-known psychiatrist. And so she goes into the shop and says, I am the wife of a well-known psychiatrist. I imagine. words, not verbatim. But,
you know the one.
Yeah, him.
So she chooses loads of really expensive jewellery and asks for it to be hand-delivered by Carl von Mell directly to her home address, where her rich psychiatrist husband would pay for the items. So at the appointed time, Carl turns up at the doctor's house with the diamonds, and Sonia meets him at the door and takes them, explaining them she wants to wear them that night.
but disappears over the back fence.
Well, she invites him in to wait in her husband's office wow. for the money. Now, Sonia had arrived at the house about an hour earlier. What do you think she did in that time? This is all part of the con, and if you can work it out, you're an evil genius.
Ooh.
Did she... Ooh, no, I've got nothing. I just saw her cleaning, but, like, that's not going to do it, is it? Like, if she... yeah.
So, wait, is this his house or his office? Or
is well, his, office? His office is in his house.
So how has she got access to the house? She must have
had them think that she's there to do something or collect something.
Yep.
Ew.
So she's got a double identity. She's pretending to the psychiatrist's house that she's there on business.
Yeah. Is she there as a patient?
Well, she is there sort of introducing someone else as a patient.
A monkey.
Oh, no.
My monkey is depressed and I need him to have his brain undepressed. I'll wait near the door for an hour.
Oh my God. She says the guy delivering the jewelry is under a delusion and thinks he's owed money.
Katie's an evil genius.
Oh, no! No way. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm worried for Rich right now, but yes, it turns out Sonia had made an appointment with the psychiatrist claiming this time to be Carl's wife. And she says, she told the psychiatrist that her poor husband had been suffering a nervous breakdown and was demanding random people pay for jewellery that they hadn't bought.
Wow.
That's incredible.
What I love about it is it's like she could have pretended to be a cleaner. She could have pretended to, like, she could have just turned up in front of the house. But she went the whole hog.
Does the jewellery guy get sectioned? What happened?
Yeah, and so she went in and she paid for the doctor. She paid the doctor for Carl's treatment because it's worth less than all the diamonds.
Wow.
So obviously Carl goes into the doctor's office demanding to be paid. What do you think happens next? Do you think
he gets sectioned. They do electroshock therapy on him.
Taylor's not very happy about this.
No, it's just I'm trying to get my head around her because it feels like they're... She's getting these diamonds, but it's so much more than that. That's almost like
the japery of
benefit.
It.
Yeah. Like she's having fun.
Yes, she'd just be like a YouTuber now, like one of those pranksters. Andy, what do you think happens?
I am worried about Carl. let's see now. What options are available to him? I suppose he just enters into long term therapy. No,
wouldn't it be great if Carl like really sorted his shit out? That would be
amazing. Well, maybe on some level, Carl's sitting there going, maybe I did demand the money without Warren.
Wait, I have a jewelry shop, though.
Maybe I'm not a jeweler. Thank you so much, weird lady, weird noble lady.
She had a monkey, I promise. they start committing him to a mental hospital.
Yeah.
But they finally, like, both men believe each other and are like, okay, we've both been duped.
Wow.
But Sonia's long gone.
Oh, thank goodness they were men. It worked out okay.
Yep.
So another one of her cons, which is a bit more simple, and she named it the Guten Morgen.
It means bread in German. It's fine. It's not a big deal. It's a language joke, guys. It's fine. I know what it means. Totally don't.
Well, that is my next question. Is what do you think the Guten Morgen entailed? Good. Was it a bread-based con?
Because of gluten? Is that where...
Good morning is good morning.
Yeah.
So, gluten?
You said, was it bread?
No,
so
I was just...
Gluten?
No, I was sort of doing a, like, Del Boy doesn't know French, so says things like Allemagne de Point. You know, that's where my head was at. Very basic joke. No. That was a hella advanced, Taylor, if I may say, and beyond my capabilities. What's the question level?
So there's this con woman, and she's got a con called the Guten Morgen.
Right.
So the bread. What does that mean?
All right, let's scrub the bread. can we delete bread from this?
Delete.
Yes, that's how it works, isn't it?
Okay, so she sleeps with the jeweler, and then the morning she's like, "Good morning," and yoink.
I like to think she did say yoink.
Is it still jewelry based? This.
Well, it's based that she goes to a hotel. She'd frequent hotels and do the Guten Morgen.
Oh, right. Is she pretending to be housekeeping and then steals all the watches?
Yeah, well, yes, essentially. But again, she's got this character. She's the noblewoman. So she'd go and she'd pretend that she's staying there.
Yeah, so she goes, well, as the cleaner's cleaning the room, because the doors are always open when the cleaners are cleaning the room, does she go in, say, that's her room, I'm just coming back to collect my hella expensive watch, bitch. Yeah. And then she gets the watch and then she leaves with the things.
Yeah, smart.
That,
yes.
I'm something changing like that? My guess to copy that. Yeah.
No, that's fine by me. I like that.
Well, go on.
I drank too much too soon. I'm not going to be very useful from now on.
Okay, Taylor's out. She would basically, yeah, she'd go to the hotel rooms, and rather than go in like when there was a... This is great podcast fodder. Taylor's just got her bottom lip out and she's having a nice time, I think. But... So what she would do is she would break into people's rooms using, like, she'd pick the lock and she'd like go into men's rooms because she knew that they would be up, like, kind of, it's a bit of a stereotype of drinking vodka essentially until really, really late, and these are businessmen, so she'd be
so
like,
they were still asleep.
See,
still got a few cells left there.
So she'd go in and she'd nick
but
all their
stuff.
She was
good at lock picking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
She's got the skills.
Yeah. Did it herself, did it all herself. And then if they woke up, she
go
would be
women,
like...
women, you can pick locks. Don't let anyone fence you in.
And if they did, you'd get out of it. Because you can pick locks.
Pick locks.
so she would... If they woke up, she'd like...
I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong room.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I would have pretended to be a ghost. If she's just like... Nova, your dead mother, go back to sleep. Knock three times. Something. No?
That would be good.
But she'd do that. And then she'd also, like, she'd still steal all the shit. Like, she'd sort of have their stuff in bags and just be like, oh, sorry, wrong room.
With your stuff.
Exactly. But I can't believe we've been talking about a lady criminal or a criminel for so long. And we haven't got to the inevitable historical descriptions of what she looked like. Because that is what we always get. So what do we think? Was she a babe?
Was she in her 50s?
Ooh, not at this point.
Okay.
She gets there.
Well, good. Happens to us all. So she what, 40s?
Well, at this time when she was doing the Guten Morgen, she was probably in her 20s.
Really?
Because
I was thinking, because she's a noblewoman and she's got to like win people over and convince them of stuff, I just imagined her being a little bit older.
Okay. Yeah. I think she made it work for her, the noblewoman thing. Yeah.
I feel like if you've got a diamond eating monkey, it helps to be kind of hot. Right?
Yes.
She's just like, look at her. See, she's exquisite. And the monkey's like... She just puts her finger in his mouth and pushes it down the right. Hi. I live just across town. You can visit. The monkey doesn't have to be there.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. She's back. Katie.
I was going to say not hot, just to be different. Okay. It sounds like I'm wrong.
Well, she was. There's a very famous picture of her, and she is pretty beautiful. But some guy on Wikipedia, and it doesn't say it's a man, but you sort of know it's a man. He's described her thus. She was not a garish beauty. But garish beauty is not necessary to female seducers. In what? Them are their special magic. Their personal methods. And not only an artistic taste, but also the gift of reincarnation.
What?
They know how to make any person obedient to them. Who hurt him? That's genuinely on Wikipedia.
But wow. From what source? That, please tell me that wasn't written in the last couple decades.
Or was it?
Like, that's a very...
That sounds like the great, yeah, great, great, great grandson of one of her victims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
He's that gonna... was Steve Von Mell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it on Wikipedia when you read something, you're like, that's just somebody who hates that woman. Like, actually, I love it. It's not
but
fun,
really but. Poetic. Got to say that, right?
Yeah. But kind of messed up.
Yeah, super, super messed. I love that. It's poetic.
So is garish beauty a good thing? Because I heard that and I was like, isn't it garish?
It doesn't feel like a compliment.
No.
But I mean, nothing a historian writes about women's faces is.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But yeah, so Sonia, she's been conning rich people for years and she starts to get a reputation, like a huge reputation. But she's seen as something of a hero around Russia, a bit of a Robin Hood figure, although at no point did she give any money to the poor. Like, there's loads of places going, oh, she's like Robin Hood, she's taking from the rich.
Maybe she's just Hood.
Yeah. Exactly. And she starts getting recognised on the streets. Why do you think she's suddenly getting recognised? What do you think has changed?
The million diamonds she's got on her clothes. And stuff.
Oh, or they've got wanted pictures up. And everyone's like, that's you.
Okay. Which is how that works. That's you, Lannis. I remember when Katie and I once found a lost cat, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Because we saw a cat and then we saw the poster and then we looked at the cat and we looked at the poster. Yeah. And genuinely, it was probably the best moment of both our lives.
I think so.
Like, she's married and has two children, but I still think it is.
No, it was. We rang the number on the poster. Yeah. And it belonged to this pub, so we just took it down the road to the pub.
Yeah.
And also this cat.
The cat or the poster?
Well,
we found this guy.
He's
by the lamppost.
If you run, you can probably still
get the cat.
So picturesque. Real looker.
It only he's had a bit one. Thinner, so you might want.
It only had one eye, so it was distinctive.
It's a garish beauty.
That was very shrill, that laughter.
Actually, going back to this question about why she was being recognised.
So something had changed.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot what year we are in, but is it the... I'm trying to enunciate. Fuck, what happened? I ordered some before. Was it the invention of photography?
It was,
wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well done, Taylor.
And then she died.
But yeah, but isn't that mad that you can be a con woman and then suddenly someone invents a fucking camera?
Technology fucks you over.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly there are pictures of her like on the front of newspapers. But the thing is, people in Russia are going like, she's a bit of a legend. Like, I mean...
She's getting positive meet and greets.
Yeah.
So pelted at her.
So what do you think? So there was one. So obviously, as a con woman, if people know who you are, they'll just be like, no, you're the monkey woman. Like, you're not having, you know, you're not coming into our kind of our right. jewelry store.
And she's like, first of all, I do not like that nickname. The monkey woman.
But there was one good thing. One good thing came of the fact that people recognised her now. Can you think what that might be?
Modelling contract.
Yeah. The Daily Mail wanted to know how she kept her youthful figure.
Did they do a who wore it best with somebody or something like that? Yeah, look at these diamonds on her. Look at them on Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. yeah, actually 500 years old. What happened?
Yeah, who won?
It was that she was so well beloved by the average person that crowds would spontaneously hinder police. So if the police were running
so she
after
could
her,
get away.
Yeah, they'd all sort of like come out and sort of like cause a crowd so that she could get away.
Oh my God.
Which is,
okay, that's pretty cool.
I know, it's kind of cool, isn't it?
I kind of want to see the Disney movie of this. I'm into
right?
it. Like in a big way. Scarlett Johansson is the woman.
Yeah,
she's the
yeah.
woman.
So, in amongst all
we'll
of this...
We'll pitch this.
I think so. I think there's something in it.
Can I play the shitting monkey? I just kind of think it's in my range, I think.
Oh, my God, the credits.
Diamond shitting monkey, Hannah George. filmed on location on the Isle of Wight.
You're going to have to beat, what's his name, Andy Serkis out of the way for the shitting monkey role, though,
I
think. That's kind of his wheelhouse.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anyone here know Andy Serkis personally? Because if we can get to him, he'd do a better job.
Do you think he'd, step aside and let you do it?
I think when he sees my passion. So do you think...
Imagine the auditions.
Yeah, all similar.
Can you do it just a bit more natural?
Have you seen Abu in Aladdin? That's kind of more what we're trying to evoke.
So do you think, I mean, in amongst all this crime, do you think she had time for a family life?
Oh, I hope so. Because her descendants have to be the ones that ended up embroiled in the kidnapping case. Like, that's what needs to happen.
Yes.
I love it.
So please let the woman have children.
I mean, I kind of hope she doesn't have kids, just so she can just do her own thing. Just so she can have a bath without someone coming in. She can poo in peace.
And this is Katie's stuff. So, do you think family life? Sonia?
I think because you're asking.
Okay.
That maybe she did.
Yes, she did. She had many, many husbands.
Hello.
As one source said. Over the years, how many do you think she had? Wild guesses.
Five?
Six?
Six from the audience.
And what is the ideal number, is my next question. I don't
know. She's having fun, but she's young.
Okay.
So you only have so much time. I'm going to say seven, though.
Seven?
Mm. I'm going with eight.
Eight? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a trick question because no one really knows. She's a bit of a kind of mythical, kind of, not mythical because she existed. There's pictures of her.
Yeah, she's not Jesus. Yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it in a way that isn't offensive. Whatever way isn't offensive in your mind is how I meant it. Oh, Jesus. Can we move on?
That's such a good get out. I love that.
Podcast listeners, I didn't mean it in an offensive way. Covered.
So some places it's like most people think it's three husbands, but an American newspaper reported she had 16. Sort of seems too many, doesn't it? It just doesn't seem feasible.
They're good with facts, aren't they?
And that is very different to three.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Why are all the sources three and then one person is 16?
So I've got the three big ones. Was her first marriage was to a guy called Rosenbad.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, the clues were there. Like, he's got bad in his name. And but she ended up stealing all his money and disappearing from his life forever.
I love how you say that with glee.
I know.
Isn't your boyfriend here tonight?
I mean, he doesn't have any money. Very, very annoying. Okay. He probably does. He hasn't told me. He wouldn't. He'd be right not to. Okay. So they also had a child. So they had a child. She had a child with her first husband. Her second marriage was to an elderly rich man. She also fleeced him. Thank you very much. And the third was to a notorious railroad thief, Michael Bluestein, whose name she kept, because if you remember at the beginning, it's Sonia Bluestein. This is a bit of a side note, is that sometimes she would end up in court. She'd sometimes get sent to court. And once, when thanking her lawyer, she presented him with an expensive watch. What do you think was special about this watch that she gave him?
It wasn't hers.
She actually bought it?
Yeah, right. Taylor?
I like that.
Well,
thank you very much.
It was his watch.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow.
She just nicked it from him.
That is very Darren Brown.
I actually do that most Christmases with my family. Like, just give them back their own shit. Just wrap it nicely.
So yeah, her husband, she had a child with Michael as well, but that marriage
ended. That's the last one.
That's the last guy.
So she falls for a fellow crook.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they kind of...
They understood each other's lifestyles.
Exactly. They knew there was going to be some late nights. But
apparently the hours... Who's the monkey's dad?
I don't know.
Nobody talks about the monkey's parents.
She's gone again. Okay, so... he flew into a rage during a robbery and killed a rich old widow and was sentenced to a lifetime of penal servitude on Sakhalin Island.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's not good. It's basically an island for prisoners, a bit like the Isle of Wight. And he died shortly after arriving there.
A Russian servitude prison, that's not going to be a walk in the park.
And it was not. And a few years after that, Sonia ends up on Sakhalin Island.
No. Oh, the Disney film just got tricky, but it's going to be okay.
Is it in any way like Love Island, or is it in no way like Love Island?
Well, I mean, a little
You're
bit.
You're watching Penile
Servitude.
Literally changed it to Penile. That doesn't work.
That is like Love Island could be called Penile Servitude.
You're watching Blind Penile Servitude.
We should pitch that, like pretend you didn't hear it. Okay.
I love that we've got two TV show and a film idea out of this.
This is great. Really strong pitches too.
Oh shit, man.
Thank you for letting us workshop this. This has been really great. So yeah, she's always been very careful about not getting caught. I don't think she was ever arrested for any of her crimes up until the moment she goes to this island. What do you think happened? Why do you think she suddenly started taking more risks?
Well, so the husband's gone. We don't know how old her kid is. Can you tell us?
She had two kids of an age.
But, you know, are they toddlers? Are they 10?
I'm guessing she doesn't give a shit. She's not fretting over it like we are.
I don't know.
Was my tone right there? Did I set the boundary, but I didn't traumatize you? Like, she's not. When I let you cry it out that one time, did that hurt you? She's not doing that.
No, she's not. And
I love your therapeutic mum voice.
Why is this woman taking more risks? Her husband's dead.
Either there's suddenly bills to pay or she's in grief and she's reckless.
Okay.
Did she put her kids in private school? A lot of criminals do.
Do you know what? Yeah. A lot of her money she paid to their education. So she did like...
You go, doubters and haters.
I didn't doubt you.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate you. It's this lot.
Do you know what? I don't know if it was private school, but it was definitely, she definitely paid a lot of money for her education because she didn't want them to have to do what she did. However, the reason she started taking more risks was, it was love, guys. She fell in love, didn't she?
Oh, babe.
What, and he, the guy that's dead?
No, she didn't just fall back in love with
her dead husband.
Dead.
I mean, they're all dead.
Oh, you're even better now. This is all I ever wanted.
I mean, there wasn't like a new love interest that she was trying to impress or anything.
It was, yes.
Oh, it was?
She fell in love with a young dandy pilferer. Oh. I know. And how often can you say that? And his name was Wolf Broomberg. I'd fall in love with him. That's a great name.
Oh, that sounds like a conservative commentator in the US, though, doesn't it?
You're
listening to Wolf Broomberg.
Wait. So she's
immigrants' rights.
She's 30s, 40s. What are you doing?
Stuff that people love.
Is she in her 30s or 40s?
I should have run a sort of timeline alongside this. I'm not sure. By this time, actually, she was probably in her 40s when she was about to go to the island. Yeah, she was quite old.
So she's
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like for Russia.
She's got a young fancy man.
She's got a young fancy man.
She could be having like the midlife crisis I'm about to have. She's vulnerable. She's taking risks for some guy. Not that bit. Not yet.
But we will be monitoring the situation.
Katie, I just have some questions.
So basically, Bloody Wolf, he's a bloody gambler, isn't he?
Oh,
how can she fall for this? She's done so much.
She has done all right for herself, hasn't she? She's got kids in private school, let's say. And then this joker comes along.
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of a bit of a sad
genuinely,
end,
genuinely, it's like she's vulnerable. She's doing really well, and then all these crises, and then vulnerable, and then bang. That's how they get you.
And she was just making riskier thefts, and she became nervous and started making mistakes, and before long, I know, all for this guy.
You guys, I would really watch this film. I'm not even joking. I'm so into it.
It's a really good story arc.
It's brilliant. And the fact that it falls apart at the end, I mean, God.
And kids need to learn about this.
Yeah. Do a schools tour with it. How not to love. There you go.
So apparently, she was sent to the island, and
what did they actually get her for?
It was a theft. It didn't go into detail about.
Imagine if it was a parking ticket. After all that, oh Jesus, you'd kick yourself, wouldn't you? Just kick yourself.
But apparently, all the townspeople came out on the streets and cheered her as a hero.
Yes, mate.
Yes, as she was transferred from the prison to the ship that would get her to the island.
Roll credits.
Yeah, that's a good visual.
Yeah, I see it.
This island was in...
Hannah George, diamond shitting monkey.
It was in the North Pacific where temperatures would reach minus 20 in winter. She attempts to escape. She's not down and out. She's like, I'm getting out of here. So she attempts to escape three times and achieves it three times, but is caught three times.
Wow.
Any ideas how she did it? How would you escape from an island? I just got some good GCSEs and went to university. I don't want to make this about me, but I got out. What about our girl? Think about the film, because there's a couple of quite filmic ways she gets
like
out.
Tying all the bed sheets together and jumping out the window.
There's a bit of that, isn't
there? I mean, and that's very Disney.
Yeah, in Lost they made a yacht, didn't they? And Castaway. That seems to be the way for. Oh, she won't have seen them, will she? I suppose.
No. They don't let you watch movies.
No, that's such a good point. It's all newspapers back then, yawn. With their photographs.
Well, she's a con artist, so does she disguise herself as a guard?
Ooh,
yes, she does. She genuinely does. That's amazing. I don't know. It's so bad, but I'm so surprised on
I
anything.
I just winked at a random person. You and me, babe. You and me. We know.
Oh, Taylor got here early. So,
can we talk about the WhatsApp message I sent? I'm like, guys, I'm not going to have a big one tonight because tomorrow's. Yeah, take my kid to school and have a clear head. So,
that'll be fine. It'll be fine. She like knows her own way there. So, she dresses as a soldier, she dresses as a guard. Another time, she seduces a guard.
Oh.
So we're going to have to be very sort of suggestive within this Disney movie.
Question.
Go on.
Where's the monkey in all of this?
Is he
in prison with
her? Yeah, because they live a long time too.
Do they?
Yeah, like, I didn't know that. Depends on the monkey. I think they can live like...
What kind of monkey is she? What kind of lifestyle is this monkey living? Is he off the gluten or the Guten Morgen? Like, how is he... Was he exercise?
It's a good question, though. I'm not sure you're allowed.
Does she use the monkey to seduce the guard? Yeah. Look, he shits diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, we can only assume.
Yes.
I think.
Let's assume yes for the film. Yes.
For the film, yes. Yes. She seduces.
Happy ending for the monkey for the film.
Absolutely.
So eventually, she escapes with her new boyfriend,
the guard,
the murderer Bogdanov.
Leveling up.
I love that got a woo.
I know, woo! every single time she's caught, because she's so famous, you know, and they chained her in shackles, and she was the first chained woman in the history of penal servitude in Russia. They don't normally chain people up, but she kept escaping. Wow. Which is kind of more on them. Like, why does she... Yeah, and then there's this picture, and she really hated it, like... And because obviously photography was there, like, we'll post it on Twitter or something, but it's really interesting. Like, it's just this picture of her in chains and she just looks so sad. And, oh, what a great way to end this story, Hannah.
I thought you were saying the Russians posted it on Twitter. It's like, has that been going that long? God, no wonder everyone's so angry.
So in 1904, she was dead at the age of 58, and she died on this island.
How long was she there? Quite. She survived longer than that guy she married.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly how long, but she survived a few years, but she hated it. It's prison, isn't it? It's prison in minus 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Just before we round off Sonia's story, what do you think became of Sonia's daughters?
Oh, they were girls.
Two girls.
And this brings us to International Women's Day.
Okay, well, they got their educations.
Yes.
Maybe they were part of the Russian Revolution.
Ooh.
They ghost wrote Anna Karenina.
Ooh. Because she didn't want them going into the criminal world like she did, but arguably they did something worse.
Banking.
Okay, they became bankers.
That's politics. Still the criminal
politics.
World. So we jokingly think this is worse than crime.
I mean, it's a joke. Oh. Just because, I mean, I'll tell you, they went into musical comedy, apparently. Oh! I don't know what the fuck.
Couple of scumbags.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the story of wow. Golden Hand Sonia. Cheers!
Cheers!
Now, if you've listened to the podcast, which I believe you all have, we do. I was suddenly getting very arrogant. I think you've all listened to the podcast. Does anybody here, by a show of hand, have a listener crime they want to come up and share with us?
I love when our producer puts the lights out. Oh, hi. We didn't see you there.
I mean, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be a Russian being kidnapped in your flat. It can be...
I kind of killed the game, didn't I? Yeah. I get that now. I see what I did.
Hey, we love you! Yay. Yay. Hello, what is your name?
My name's Pippa.
So I was engaged a few years ago to someone who wasn't very nice, yeah.
Lucky escape.
It was a very lucky escape. Yes, I won't go into it. It was not good. So then I kept the ring because he didn't want it back. I wonder why. And... And then
this is a great story already.
And so my mum kept it for a while because it was too painful to look at it, all that stuff. So for a few years, I didn't know where it was. She was like, I have it somewhere in the house. I was like, okay. And then we moved house. She was like, I found it. Do you want to sell it? And I was like, great. We'll get me some money. So we found it. We went on a shopping trip. I had it in my bag, completely forgot about it. And then she took it back and promptly lost it for about 2 years. So recently she was like, oh, I should really try and find your engagement ring because I needed some money. And I was like, every time I need money, my mum's always like, I'll find your engagement ring. And I'm like, anytime soon. So then she was like, I'm pretty sure it's in one of these two drawers. So we go to the first drawer. She's like, it's right in the back. It's in like a pouch. I was like, if you'd known this, why didn't you look for it?
It's not lost.
So she's like, so I'm rootling around the back. It's not there. And I look in the second drawer and right at the back, there's a little pouch and it's empty.
Oh.
Where is my ring?
Oh, that's good.
How long have you known your mum?
Funny you should say that.
Yeah. I kind of fancy her for the crime.
Yeah.
She's the only one that knew where it was.
Exactly, also, Pippa. Exactly.
She's obfuscating. Like, where it is? She's like, oh, it could be here, it could be there. I don't. She's like making it impossible to
stringing
find.
Stringing you along.
Yeah, yeah.
Has she put any extensions on the house recently?
Has she recently acquired a monkey?
It hasn't shit out any rings.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, there's not many other players. Are there siblings in the house?
No, my dad, but then he would definitely not know where this ring was. There's
okay.
No way.
Okay. And then it couldn't have been. So when it was in your bag, was it in the pouch then?
Yeah,
was
it in the loose?
It was in the pouch.
Yeah.
And did you check it was still in there before you gave it to your mum?
No.
Oh.
Do you still have that bag?
Yes, I do. It's actually with me tonight.
Oh, bring it the fuck up here. Let's find this ring.
I don't think
have you that. Never seen Sex in the City, the finale? It's in the little... What if it's in the little... It's in your bag. Go sit down and find it in your
bag.
We
sold it. We're done.
Yay! Yeah, Pippa wins Prosecco.
That is for you. And you have our permission to drink it in the pub. We do not have the pub's permission, but do what you like, do what you like. You won it. You earned it. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Where the fuck is that ring, though, really? That's going to keep me up.
We need a metal detector.
I love that just for the whole house. Oh, that's the fridge again. Did you check your mum's hands? Because, like... Okay, so all that leaves us to do is, Andy, tell us what you're up to. What's next?
This will I wasn't expecting that. Gonna get a monkey. And also, I've written a book that's gonna be out.
Oh, nice. Tell us about it.
It's called Asking for a Friend. Ooh. Out February 2021.
Nice. Wow.
Thanks, guys. chick lit comedy about three girlfriends looking for love.
Oh, cool.
And they can't find love, so they go out and ask guys out for each other.
Oh.
Yeah, and cause hella trouble. so there's that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. I'm kind of pleased with it. It's kind of turned out all right, cool. I think. I hope. God, who knows? you just don't. And then I just shot, I am allowed to say, I just shot Line of Duty, so that was kind of cool. Yeah. So.
Who is H or M? I'm not sure.
Well, no, it's not an H, is it? Because H was, there's four of them. That's what he was trying to, remember, because Dot was doing the dot. His hands, yeah, she knows.
She's nodding.
Yeah, sagely, yes. Are you H? And stuff, you know.
Cool.
Just stuff. Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for International Women's Day. Thank you for being here. And please give it up for Andy Usher.
Yay, Andy!
And for the drunk women, yay! Thank you very much. Cheers.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.